But it displeased Hazrat Yunus exceedingly, and he was angry. He prayed to the Lord and said, "Please, Lord, wasn't this what I said when I was still in my own country? Therefore I hurried to flee to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, and you relent of doing harm. Therefore now, Lord, take, I beg you, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." The Lord said, "Is it right for you to be angry?" Then Hazrat Yunus went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made himself a shelter and sat under it in the shade, until he might see what would become of the city. The Lord Allah prepared a vine and made it to come up over Hazrat Yunus, that it might be a shade over his head to deliver him from his discomfort. So Hazrat Yunus was exceedingly glad because of the wine. But Allah Ta'ala prepared a worm at dawn the next day, and it chewed on the vine so that it withered. When the sun arose, Allah Ta'ala prepared a sultry east wind, and the sun beat on Hazrat Yunus's head so that he was faint and requested for himself that he might die. He said, "It is better for me to die than to live." Allah Ta'ala said to Hazrat Yunus, "Is it right for you to be angry about the wine?" He said, "I'm right to be angry, even to death." The Lord said, "You have been concerned for the wine, for which you have not labored, neither made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. Shouldn't I be concerned for Ninwa, that great city, in which are more than 120,000 persons who can't discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also many animals?"